This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Nations envoy for Afghanistan is due to arrive in Qatar on Tuesday to meet with Afghan government and Taliban representatives this week in a fresh push on the Afghan peace process. That's what two sources familiar with the talk said. The visit comes as the United States is seeking to shake up the stalled Qatari-hosted talks between the warring sides, including proposals for an interim government. The United Nations on Tuesday condemned the killing by Philippine police of 9 activists in weekend raids against suspected insurgents and urged authorities to avoid rhetoric that could lead to human rights violations. Rights groups have accused President Rodrigo Duterte of encouraging a crackdown on activists to silence dissent and target his detractors under the guise of intensified counterinsurgency operations against Maoist rebels. Discontent is brewing in the ranks of Lebanon's security forces over a currency crash, wiping out most of the value of their salaries as unrest and crime surge. And the army chief said his warnings that the pressure on soldiers' earnings and morale could lead to an implosion had fallen on deaf ears. A UN scientific panel on Tuesday confirmed a previous finding that radiation from the 2011 Fukushima disaster in Japan was unlikely to raise cancer rates discernibly, and said a jump in thyroid cancer in children was due to ultra-sensitive screening methods. In the incident, a 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami crippled the Fukushima Daiichi plant, forcing more than 160,000 residents to flee as radiation spewed into the air. For more on this, please visit voanews.com.